Remarks of the President, Old Saybrook, Connecticut, 18 October 1952.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. I'm glad to be back in Connecticut again today. I guess all of you are acquainted with the fact that I'm doing a little campaigning for the Democratic ticket. I'm not working for myself this time like I was when I was here before. I'm trying to help the party that's enabled me to have the highest honor that a man can have in the world. I want to show my gratitude. So I want that party to continue to run the government. I know all your candidates here in Connecticut, and I think well of them. I've known Bill Benton for a long time, and he's been a good senator, and you ought to keep him there. For Abe Ribicoff, he also has done an excellent job in the House of Representatives, and I know you'll send him to the Senate where he can still do a wonderful job. For Congress, Bill Citron will represent you well. And for Congressman at large, I suggest to you that you send Stanley Priveson to the Congress. I hope you'll elect all these good men so they can give you the proper representation in the Congress of the United States, which passes the bills and makes the policy that affects every one of you in some way or another. Now, as one of the great public servants of the United States, I understand, is a native of this town. He was Price Control Administrator. He was Governor of Connecticut. Now I've made him Ambassador to India. That's Chet Bowles, and he's doing one wonderful job over there. He's one of our best ambassadors. He's improved the relations with India and us 100% since he's been over there. Now, and that's one of the principal things I'm interested in as the candidates for President and Vice President, Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman. You must send them to the Washington this time. It's most important that you do that for your own welfare. These are good men with fine records of public service. They are men you can trust to work for you and look out for your interests. And I say to you, my friends, in all sincerity, I don't think you can trust the Republican Party to look out for your interests. They never have, and I don't think they ever will. Regardless of what their good five-star candidate may say, he can't control the Congress. Senator Taft will be the leader in the Congress if the Republicans obtain control of this government. And he'll run the government. You might just well elect Taft president as to elect this Republican old guard general who has been taken over by them. You should think these things over very, very carefully because they affect you, as I said a while ago, right down to your pocketbook. They affect your jobs. They affect the welfare of this country. And it's up to you to see that the welfare of this country and the welfare of the world is maintained on a basis that'll bring the greatest age in history. You can do that if you do the right thing at the polls on November the 4th. And we'll have Adlai Stevenson for president the next 4 years, and this country will go along as it has gone along for the welfare of all the people and not for the special interests. And I'm